Morning Play with Jesse and MJ.
And, you know, we've been talking this week about back to school, mostly just because, you know, I'm lamenting how much my wife has to spend, not just how much she spends, but on her classroom.
Right.
On different supplies and teacher things. But
because a lot of people, it seems, don't realize that the majority of the stuff, it seems anymore, in the classroom is coming out of the teacher's pocket.
Yeah. If you think a kid's class is really cool and very mm-hmm. inviting, I'd say at least 90% of that stuff is all bought by the teacher. So.
Yeah, and it's not like your office where, we're out of Kleenex. Let me go to the supply closet. It's my supply closet.
Yeah.
It's what they do. So, yeah.
But we, in light of that, too, the savviest of shoppers when it comes to school supplies are teachers.
Yes.
Because of this.
Absolutely.
And we have one such on the phone this morning. My wife, by the way. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, tell us, best deals on school supplies.
I always pull up the weekly ads and search them every week. I haven't had as much time this year to do it, so I don't have all the stores.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have found over the last couple years is that Staples has really great deals on folders, 17-cent folders, 50-cent composition notebooks, and 97-cent Crayola markers and colored pencils. So you want to get the Crayola,
Ooh.
But don't spend the money for the name brand.
Yeah, outside of that. Now, what did you tell me about crayons last night?
Yes. So at Target, they have 50-cent Crayola crayons. No one should spend more than 50 cents. I went to Walgreens, and they had a big sign that said, $1 for Crayola crayons. And I thought, nope, you can get them for 50 cents. Get them cheaper.
She goes, suckers!
Watch the sales.
Like, do not do this. Do not buy it.
Yeah.
But Target has some great deals, too. They have erasers and Elmer's glue sticks, the name brand that, teachers like. So.
Yeah.
And teachers like that not just because that was always a radio.
Yes.
My husband and I do this. He's like, get the cheaper one. It's
get
fine.
The rose
like, no,
art.
Because all their stuff falls off. And,
yeah.
And the crayons
exactly.
don't color as well. And so if you can get the name brand for a great deal, get it.
Yeah. It's not just because we're being picky. It's just they work better. They last longer. Some of the off-brand glue, they'll even dry out just throughout the year.
Yeah.
And they're not even opened. They're
right.
only in the package and dry out. So just kind of keep that in mind.
Get that Elmer's glue with the genuine cow hoof stuff in there.
Stop it. Don't gross me out now.
All of that good stuff. Any other last-minute tips when it comes to school shopping?
Check the ads because you can find great deals. Like Office Depot has some one-cent deals.
Mm-hmm. We had somebody call up earlier and said that.
Yeah, so I would just try your best. And I know a lot of parents, they just want to go one place, especially now that we have Ian. I can't imagine, loading him in the car and going several places. But just, try to find the best deal so you don't have to spend a fortune.
As having been the companion on a lot of these shopping trips, I will say most of the time, bring a partner. Because if you go and they have limit 3 per person,
mm-hmm.
you can get 6 now.
See?
And then you can leave the store and put it in your car and then just go right back in and buy 6 more.
And now you know where we have no money.
That's amazing.
By the way, real quick, unrelated, happy anniversary, babe.
Aw.
Today is our 3-year anniversary.
Aw, that's so cute.
It is. It's the Crayola Crayon anniversary.
Is
so
it really?
I know what she's getting. Good morning, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Okay, so I've been a foster parent forever, and every week, Office Depot and Staples run these ads every week, and like certain things are a penny or a quarter or something like that. So my foster kids came up with this Project School Supply. We do it every year. Everybody goes in there because it's limit like 3 per person, so they let us all check out, and we get pencils for a penny, staplers for a penny, notebooks for like a dime or, whatever. So we do that every year, Office Depot and Staples. But you have to go every week because it's something different every week.
Yeah,
nice.
My wife loves the folder. She always drags me for there, and she's very specific about what folder she wants to buy.
Oh.
So they usually have like cardboard boxes of folders that they just don't open.
Oh, really?
And so you have to go through and sift through. So it's me, my wife, and 27 teachers. And I'm over here, I found a blue one!
Yes, you have to. And we do that too, because like I said, I get, I have so many kids.
I got to say, when you go to those sales, the relationships you forge are like those on the battlefield.
It's like Black Friday shopping.
The
respect,
the admiration.
Yes. And like everybody asks each other, like, where'd you find those pencils? Like,
right?
I thought they were out. Or where are the erasers? So, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's where we go every year.
Office Depot and Staples.
I like
That's
it.
Good.
I do know that they don't allow you to open the pencil sharpener, so there's no shanking going on for these deals.
Stop.
It gets that bad.
Stop.
Yes.
A couple more pieces of advice. Hey, welcome to the morning play.
When it comes to your school supplies, I have my kids are out of the elementary stage, but go through all the ads, go to Walmart. You can do all your shopping at one time. And they will price match everything.
That's right, because you have the app. They'll do that.
You don't even have to take the ads with you. They have them at every register.
Wow.
Well, if you have the app, the Walmart app, too, it will do that for you. Like, you snap a picture of your receipt, and it will scan, and it will credit you back.
Even better,
in an account. Yeah.
Google coupons and print them out.
Yep.
And then you get extra money off.
I've been driving places like a sucker.
And they don't normally pay attention to the limit.
Oh.
Hey. That's the bonus.
If you and your wife both went, you get double.
Wow. Yeah, we shop together, but I don't always like doing it. Good morning, Missy. What secret deals do you have?
Okay, so you're all hilarious because my husband and I also shop in pairs, but he stays outside of the aisle with the cart, and I'm like, okay, honey, I'm going in. He's like, all right. And so then,
that is awesome.
And I'm like an aggressive 5'3". So I just go in, and I'm like, grab and snatch. And
an aggressive 5'3".
Yes, that's the best
I'm an
description.
5'3". So then I run back, and I throw it in the cart, and I'm like, okay, mark these things off the list. What else? And he's like, you forgot the glue. And I go, damn it, I'm going back down.
I'm going back. Cover me.
Cover me. I'm going in for glue.
It's hilarious. I mean, we have the best time.
Well, she'll throw me into a dog pile of people tearing up boxes of unopened boxes of folders to look for the ones with the prongs.
Nice.
Well, I will say my one secret is this, because Indiana does go back earlier than Louisville. I do all my shopping over here in Louisville.
You know, that's smart, because you do avoid the people, because over in Indiana, everybody's, shanking each other.
Well, because everybody's looking for two orange pocket with prong folders and two red pockets.
That's a good idea.
You know what? That's a great idea. I did not think of that.
Hop the river.
And you can't find it. So I work over here in Louisville, so it's nothing for me just to go over to Target or to Walmart or wherever, and I have no problem finding my things.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you, Missy. You are the aggressive 5'3".
I am the aggressive 5'3".
That's the best.
You made our day.